Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number, wait for it, 400, entitled From WordCamps to Podcasts, Bud Krause's Adventures in WordPress. It was published on Thursday, the 28th of November, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and a few bits of housekeeping before we begin. The first thing to say is that yes, it's episode 400, it's such an enormous milestone, but I'm not going to celebrate it in any way, shape or form, so there we go. The other thing to say is that we have a stupendous Black Friday page. I know you can't avoid it. Don't pretend that you're avoiding it. You're trying to avoid it, but you're not succeeding. Black Friday is everywhere, whether you're buying TVs or sofas or cars or WordPress plugins, blocks, themes, whatever it may be. We have a WordPress-specific page just for you, wpbuilds.com/black. Once more, wpbuilds.com/black. Over there, you're going to be able to find over 375 WordPress products. Go and bookmark that page, and then as you scroll down, you will be able to see a yellow button, and that yellow button will enable you to search and filter for things. So if you've got the name, for example, of a product in mind, you can do that, or you can filter by category or price or whatever it may be. So once more, wpbuilds.com/black, and I'd just like to mention WS Form, Real Cookie Banner, and Gravity Forms and Gravity Flow, who have helped make that page possible this year. Thank you very much. The other thing to mention is that if you are interested in promoting your product or service in front of a WordPress-specific audience, we can help you with that because we have, well, a WordPress-specific audience. So again, if you've got a product, service, or something in the WordPress space, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. A bit like these companies did. The WP Builds Podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also brought to you by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. We're also joined by OmniSend. OmniSend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. And also, by Cloudways. Cloudways, ready to recharge your website. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Cloudways is offering an exclusive deal. 40% off for 4 months plus 40 free migrations. Don't miss your chance to experience high-performance hosting at an unbeatable price. Use promo code BFCM2024 now. The offer's valid until December the 6th. Visit cloudways.com and make the switch today. And sincere thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, OmniSend, and Cloudways for their ongoing support of the WP Builds Podcast. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, today I am joined for a very nice conversation with Bud Krause. Bud is the person behind Joy of WP. It's a website where you can find his educational content. He's also got a podcast, Seriously Bud, which I'm going to link to in the show notes as well. And today is a bit of a chat. I chat to Bud about podcasting, about WordPress, about the community, and it's just really nice to sit down and have a natter with somebody in the WordPress space, not about a product or a service or anything like that, just a community member chatting with another community member. And I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast today by Bud Krause. How are you doing, Bud?
Nathan, I am doing fine. How about you?
Yeah, we're both tired, aren't we, bud?
You are, not me.
Oh, you are a bit. Tell me you're not even slightly tired.
No, I'm as fresh as a daisy. Darn.
Yeah, but then again, you didn't have to fly halfway across the world. You did have to go halfway across the country, I'm guessing. But
that's true. All the way across the country.
We should talk about what we're on about. Both Bud and I were last week in Portland, in Oregon. We'll get onto that in a minute, but it was all to do with WordCamp US. Get onto that in a moment. Before we get onto that, Bud and I are going to have a chat about his, well, it's not that new anymore, but it's still fairly shiny. Bud's got himself a new podcast, and we're going to talk about that. And it's got a great name, and it's also, it's quite a conversational podcast, which is something that I appreciate. So it's not, you know, not high and mighty, not trying to teach you all the bits and pieces of code. It's more jocular than that. Let's get into that in a minute. Bud, first of all, tell us about yourself. Give us your 2-minute potted bio.
2 minutes. Okay. I've been using WordPress. Can I do that for about 15 years? I was sort of forced to learn, not forced, but compelled to learn WordPress. And I'm glad I did. Once I understood what a child theme was, away I was going. And then very gradually, year by year by year, I got more involved, sucked into, if you will, the WordPress community. And of course, it is the best part of WordPress is the community. Everybody knows that.
There you go. You had 2 minutes. You've still got like 1:30 left if you fancy it.
What is this, a presidential debate?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I'm holding up cards. Yeah, if you're done, you're done. That's fine. Where are you? Where are you hailing from?
Sure.
Where do you live these days?
Well, hailing is Cleveland, Ohio. Okay. Excuse me. And the other, I've lived on the East Coast for 45 years. I live in Nutley, New Jersey, 12 miles west, directly west of Times Square.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You. I'm pretty ignorant of American accents, mm-hmm. American Canadian. Mm-hmm. I really couldn't spot one from another. But your one, I think I would have understood to be like a New Yorkie type accent. Is that about right? No. Okay.
Nope. Shaking his head. At all.
Oh dear.
Nope. Midwest. Oh. Sort of generic American accent.
Okay. Okay. Well, there we go. There's my thoughts about accents out the window. But you started a new podcast. You've obviously been in the WordPress space for ages. Tell us about the itch that you're scratching. If it's anything like me, did you step into podcasting kind of accidentally, or was yours actually intentional?
It's very simple. I, for years, told Bob Dunn, I think you know, the Bob, obviously.
Yeah.
The Bob. I told the Bob, and that's a whole other story, but I told him for years, the last thing I will ever do is a podcast. why would anybody do a podcast? I mean, there's a million of them. What would I podcast about? On and on. And then last year we had WordCamp US in Washington, and I walked away thinking, you know, I wish I had more time talking with Nathan Wrigley. I only got to wave to him, which is usually the truth. And that's it. And I just wish I had more time. And then I thought, in 5 seconds, the entire idea was born to do a podcast where I would interview people to have an unexpected conversation about their life. Not to do your typical WordPress podcast, like about your journey, your code, your plugin, whatever. But where were you born? What do you do when you're not doing work? And, you know, things like ask them maybe some kooky questions or their life story questions. Any, just conversation. And it just, you know, and I thought about it for a while. Was I going to do this and not do this? And eventually I got to the go decision. Then I spoke with a very good friend of mine who's a graphic designer in Atlanta, Georgia. And she came up with the name and the art direction and the whole thing, because I had a very corny, stupid name for it. And she goes, no. It's called Seriously, Bud, and with a question mark and all that. And that every time somebody comes on the show, they have to, in response to one of my questions, say, Seriously, Bud? And it's just been a lot of fun. And I've interviewed now, this week is episode number 29. So to me, it's still pretty new. It's Rich Tabor. And it's... at the end, I always ask, you know, who do you think I should interview for an episode? Now, I'm just saying this, but I have about 2 years supply of people to interview. I think I'm going to have to live to be about 100 in order to get everybody in, because I mean, when I started this, I thought, getting people to talk about themselves should be pretty easy to do. If that's hard to do, then we're not going anywhere with this podcast. So getting people to come on the show and do this has been really, it's been a lot of fun. And it's people I know very well or people I hardly know at all. It doesn't matter.
It's a really nice idea, isn't it? Because it's kind of one of the things which makes an event, which we're going to talk about later, a real in-person event like a WordCamp. One of the best bits is not actually, for me at least anyway, the best bit isn't always the presentations, although they can be marvelous. It does tend to be the sort of dwelling in the hall. That we call it the hallway track, and it's the sort of serendipitous bumping into somebody who then no doubt will introduce you to the person they're standing next to who you've never met before. And very often you get into conversations about who knows what. You know, sometimes it's related to WordPress, but often it doesn't end up like that. And you just end up having a chat and what have you. And so that's the premise of the Seriously Bud podcast. Just here's a person that you may have heard of, but now we're going to ask them a bunch of questions that have got potentially nothing to do with WordPress. I mean, I'm sure that WordPress creeps into it from time to time because of the,
you know. I allow people to talk a minute or two. I'll even say, this is the time you can talk about WordPress for a minute. And that's
it. And have you found it to be an enjoyable enterprise? Because one of the only things in life I've ever stuck at is this podcast. I'm quite good at flitting from thing to thing. I don't know if you're the same as me, but you know, you begin a project, you sort of get a quarter of the way through the execution of it and you lose interest and a shiny new idea crops up and off you go. But for some reason, I've managed to keep this podcast going for, well, many years now, and I can only draw the conclusion is because I really like it. And that, for me, is clearly the case. I like doing it. I like talking to people. I enjoy the fact that I can do it from the quietness of my own home, or I can take a microphone onto an event and do it. And I just like it. And I wondered if 29 episodes in, you're still enjoying it in the same way that you did, or is it becoming a bit more of a kind of worky chore kind of thing now?
I like it more than
me. Nice.
And it's hard to believe. I was meant to do
nice.
This. First of all, I've always loved interviews, people's stories, biographies, history, radio, all that stuff. That's me. So I was made to do this. And the truth of the matter is, a year ago when I start, my first one was Marcus Burnett in March. Yeah. When I first started this, I sort of thought like, I don't even care if I ever get a sponsor. And now I'm getting sponsors because I just said, I love doing this so much. I don't care. And now I'm starting to care because it takes a lot of time. Okay. Let's face it. It does. It just takes time. And so you do want to get compensated for the time, but I think it's really cool to give. It's not really, I mean, sure, I love doing it, but I also know I'm giving people an opportunity to talk about themselves in a way that they normally don't talk about to the WordPress community. That's the idea, to make it a platform for you to come on and talk about yourself. And you're coming on in a couple of weeks, I know, to talk about, to get for people to get to know you in a way that they may not get to know.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. And, you know, speaking of Marcus, you know what he always says to me? I can't believe you thought of this idea. And I sort of look at that and go, you know, it's amazing that it took this long for somebody to come up with this idea. It is. It's just one of those
things. The idea feels very portable as well, in that you wouldn't really be confined to WordPress. You could do it with almost anything, couldn't you? You know, it could be film stars or musicians or whatever. And you just ask the questions which just kind of pry open their personal life a little bit. And obviously, they can give away the amount that they want and what have you. But I guess nice to frequent a community that you already know and what have you.
Well, that's true. And of course, there's a lot of commonality in personalities in the community. And people will come out and say, well, I'm an open book. And of course, they're not an open book. Nobody's an open book. That's ridiculous. They're not going to tell me stuff that they don't want to tell me, even though I'm going to try to get them to. People are too smart for that kind of thing.
Can I ask you a question? When you decided to do it, did you have all the equipment and processes mapped out, or have you gone on a bit of a journey with that?
I knew nothing. Yeah. Okay. Nothing. I didn't know software. I didn't know anything. I had to ask around, should I use this, that? I'm still learning, obviously, the landscape, but I feel much more comfortable now in, you know, what does this do? What does that do? How do you do this? How do you do that? That's sort of fundamental blocking and tackling of this. I pretty much have that down.
Yeah, I was exactly the same. I had a mic lying around when I began.
Yeah.
Episode one, probably episodes one through, ooh, I don't know, 100 were with a mic that I had lying around. I mean, it wasn't a good mic, but it wasn't terrible. I think it was like something I got on Black Friday because I just wanted a microphone, but it wasn't particularly good. And then I didn't have any software at all. So I used this free thing called Audacity. So you throw your audio files that you've recorded with your mic into Audacity. And then that was free to use. I mean, it's got the bells and whistles that you need to do a podcast, not necessarily the easiest thing. And then, I used SoundCloud, which I don't use anymore, as the way to sort of get the actual episodes out there. And most of it, I stumbled across through a Google article, you know, or Google search, I should say. And so I was up and running. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking, I want to do a podcast a bit like Bod. Don't. Don't be put off. It's really trivially easy. So we got out of the way that I used a lying around mic. I used Audacity and SoundCloud to begin with. What's your current little tech stack? I know that's a bit nerdy, but we're both podcasters, Bod. We've got a nerd out.
I guess. So before I answer that, I want to ask you, when did you get started?
2016.
Oh, so you've been doing this for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I think it probably helped you get your name out, like, because everybody knows who you are. I mean, I wouldn't have known you.
I guess so. Yeah, it definitely helps getting your name out. Actually, a curious thing about like, this shouldn't be an episode about me, by the way. That's not the plan.
I can't help it.
Well, I didn't attach my face to anything for a long time. I had this notion that it was better to, you know, insulate myself from that. But I noticed that on your album art, you've gone for the opposite. And I think the end, I decided probably it's better to have my face on it because then I could turn up to things like WordCamps and it would be all right me carrying a mic around and shoving it in people's faces and they wouldn't think anything was quite so weird about it. But anyway, sorry, what's your stack of stuff?
I will tell you, but after 10,000 images, they finally found one that works.
yeah.
So, and I distinctly remember where that was taken in Athens, Greece last year.
Oh, okay.
At Mount Lycabelus. There was a restaurant at the very top of Greece, Athens. And here I am sipping a cafe to espresso martini.
Oh, is that what it is? You're doing?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. All right, tech stack. Yeah. Not much.
Okay.
I have a Mac computer. I have these crummy headphones, which I'm going to replace with a real professional microphone shortly. Thanks to my first sponsor. Can I mention their name?
Yeah, if you like.
Of course, Omnisend.
And well, that's okay, because they're a sponsor of this podcast as well. So we're on a double win there.
Okay.
Double duty that sponsorship is doing. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
So they said, well, we think you need a better microphone, so we'll help you out with that. So I said, okay. And I agree. And that's really about it. I use Squadcast, a script, Buzzsprout to disseminate the shows.
Okay.
And they're on all the, you know, Apple, Spotify. They're on wherever you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to Seriously Bud. Drops once a week, and it's about 30 minutes or so of a conversation with somebody in the WordPress community.
The nice thing about being a podcaster is there's no gatekeeper. You don't need, like, to be, taken on by a giant media entity for it to work.
Yeah.
So long as you've recorded some typically MP3 files, and you're prepared to pay a small amount of money. You could actually get away with it without paying any money apart from your hosting, but it's not recommended to do it that way. Typically, you pay, I don't know, $20 a month or something like that to a hosting company who hosts your audio. Yeah. And then you're off to the races. And the gatekeeping is done by the either knowing or not knowing that your podcast exists. You know, you don't have to switch on the BBC or whatever channels you've got over there in the US to find your show. If you've got an RSS feed, which is what a podcast player basically is, it's a fancy RSS feed reader, then you can consume it. And I just think that's such a cool democratization of it. You know, so long as you've recorded it and you're willing to upload it somewhere, then you're off to the races. It's great.
You know, you could actually say that this has a lower barrier to entry than doing a website.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I suspect that anybody in the WordPress space who's got a podcast probably has a WordPress site at some point attached to it. But you don't need that, because all you need is the RSS feed with the audio on it. I listen to plenty of podcasts where there's no website that I can discover anyway. They've just got a podcast, and you know, they promote it by going onto YouTube videos of other people, a bit like you're doing at the moment. So what kind of questions are you asking then? If they're tangential to WordPress, what inanity are you asking?
Well, they're not really tangential. By the way, you used the word promoting, so I have to get back to this. Uh-huh. You could go to my site, seriouslybud.com, and sign up for my newsletter.
Nice.
Okay, that's seriouslybud.com. Okay. Now, what was the question?
What kind of subjects are you, what kind of questions are you asking?
You know, it's really, there is no, I mean, it's biographical in nature.
Okay.
There's no question about that. You know, your family, your life, your this, your that. I like to ask about high school experiences because I'm sort of interested in that. I'm interested in love relationships. I'm interested in, you know, those are the main, I'm a people interested. I like people's stories because I think they're the best stories of all. And, you know, every single person I think has, I know this sounds corny, but I know this to be true. Amazing stories. Amazing. So my job is to get that amazing stuff out that, you know, maybe, you know, you worked for so-and-so or you did this or you did that in your life or you traveled there or, my job is to just get, you know, it is, I tell you, there's so many things now that I see that people have in common. Can I just list them real quick? All right. We're all introverts, except for one person.
So I was going to say, some of us are.
Yeah, I am. I'm an introvert. So I do that. Most of us are introverts. Many of us come from families whose mother was born in one country and father was born in another.
That's interesting.
Most people, especially Europeans, of course, they speak multiple languages. That's pretty obvious. Most of them did not study anything to do with design, development, or anything.
Yeah, fell
they
into it.
Other
yeah,
things. Yeah. Well, yeah. Or they studied international relations, or they studied maybe communications, you know. There's other characteristics, but...
Can I drop one, which I'm sure you'll find to be true? It can't be random that loads of people that make things for the WordPress space play a musical instrument.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And also our photographers.
Yeah, it's
big.
The amount of people who I interview, and of course, when I record my podcast, I never record the video. It's just the audio as we're doing now. The guitar nailed to the wall in the background.
Me.
Have you got one?
No, I have. I don't know if you can see behind.
No. I can't see a guitar, but honestly, it's literally 50%.
I'm not surprised. I mean, Rich Tabor told me he's played guitar.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's got the guitars. I've seen them. But
Vito, I mean, that's how he was doing his agency summit like a year or two ago. And I said, and I started messaging him. I go, what's that guitar behind you? And we became friends.
Are you sort of not surprised by that then? Because I think it goes kind of hand in hand with being creative. The fact that you've had an experience in childhood where you wish to be creative, but there's a kind of limited subset of what you can do, and playing musical instruments is just such a fabulous way of being creative. You do it with your friends and, you know, you get some product at the end of it and it's, you know, just enjoyable.
Oh, it's great.
And then when you end up being a little bit older, you're kind of casting around for things to do. And like you said, most of the people that I've interviewed didn't have any formal training. In fact, when I was growing up, the internet, firstly, it didn't exist. There's that.
Really?
No. I mean,
seriously,
it
Nathan?
Really did come about when I was about 20. Right. So I'd got through that kind of formal schooling. Okay. But a lot of people just sort of fell into it because they realized it was something that they wanted to do, and they tinkered with it in the evenings. And the skill level back then was really much lower. So long as you could learn a bit of HTML and CSS, you were off to the races. Right. And then they fell into it, like I fell into it. And then,
oh, I didn't fall.
Yeah.
Into
oh, okay.
It. I mean, I was in another career. I had another life, and I wasn't too happy with it. And I saw the internet in 1994.
Yeah.
You know, gray background, black text, blue links,
yeah,
that world.
Yeah.
I said, how do they do this? And I want to do that. So it was like so gravitating to me. I just became obsessed. And then I started teaching it and doing it and all that other stuff. So, I mean, because I was older than most people, you know, that's, I was born 20 years too early. So I have, I always feel like I have to make up for that.
Dare I ask,
in time.
What year you were born?
1953. Everybody wants to. Everybody asks me that question.
You're kind of into what may, for many people, be like a time to sort of down tools and quit work and be sort of more sedate, retired, for want of a better word. Do you, is that not part of your makeup? Are you ever going to be able to sort of put your tools down and say, no, it's over now, or are you just going to keep working?
Can I swear
yeah.
now? No, I'm not going to swear. Not a chance. Okay? I can't. I got out of an Uber the other day and said, so are you drawing your pension now? You want me to? What? I'm not. No. I am so. No. I am busier now and happier now and more productive now than I've ever been in my life. How about
yeah, I like that. And also with this new venture that you've got with the podcast, it's also
yep.
also something that yep. you're entirely in control yep. of, and it's not client facing.
Right.
So you can judge what you want to do and how much you want to do it and how yeah. often you want to do it. Do you get the feeling that you'll take it on the road a bit? Like nowadays we've got so many great bits of technical equipment that you can just put in the back of a backpack that enables you to do a YouTube or a, you know, or a recording of audio like we're doing now. With almost nothing of, you know, you got like something the size of, I don't know, it's like the size of a couple of playing card, packs of playing cards, and you yeah. can get everything recorded.
I know.
And you were just yeah. at WordCamp US. I don't know if you did anything like that. Do you fancy taking things?
No, I don't like that, but you know what? So Bob's walking around with a microphone.
Yeah.
You know, the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's like asking people questions. I said, you know, you probably got this thing running the whole time and just pretending, like just turning on and off. I said, are you probably going to have 16 hours of people's chit chat? And, you know, we don't know about this because there's no way to know that the microphone is
switched
is
off or on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, no, I want to do it the way I'm doing it. I don't want to do it in person. I want to continue to do it. Yeah, through Squadcast or remotely.
It's a nice lease of life, though. It's something that you've got going on, which wasn't with you last year. So this is really nice.
I'm very, very, very fortunate to be doing the work that I love, which is this. And also I write and create content for web hosts and other businesses. You know, I create WordPress content for WordPress businesses.
Go on, carry on.
And there is a surprisingly huge market for this. Huge. If I was a kid right now, I'd be thinking about creating a agency to do this kind of work because I can only do one thing at a time. But I have all kinds of companies now that are, you know, asking me to do stuff. It's amazing. It's crazy.
What we're doing here, Bud, if you think about it, we're yes. sort of poisoning the well a little bit because we're encouraging everybody in the WordPress space to go out and start a podcast. And then the landscape will get flooded and you and I
yeah.
will have nothing else to do.
Okay, so, can we start over
yeah,
now?
So
then?
Basically, if you're listening to this, don't go and do a podcast.
Exactly.
Stop right now. It's really hard. It's incredibly difficult.
And expensive. Oh,
man, it
hell.
Costs so much money and so much thought needs to go into it. And yeah, just don't do it. It's a yeah. noose around your neck. No, it isn't.
Right.
Do a podcast. It's great fun. You might enjoy it. But maybe not in the WordPress space is all we need to say. Go and do it about racing cars or musicians or something
yeah.
like that.
I agree. Yeah.
So you and I, changing right. subject for the last few
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah.
You and I were at an event last week and it was WordCamp US. It was in Portland, Oregon, which will date this recording because it'll probably be several weeks before it comes out. But there was something which happened at that event, which we're not going to talk about. It'll be covered endlessly between the time that we're recording it and the time that this episode airs. We're not going to get into that. But instead, let's just talk about the event.
Sure.
For my part, that was the best WordPress event. WordCamp. I've been to lots of WordPress events, not all of them mm-hmm. WordCamps. That was my favorite WordCamp, bar none. I absolutely loved it. And I think you did too. What did you make of it?
Well, did you get to See, I always ask the questions. So, did you go to sessions?
I went to a couple, and I never managed to get to more than a couple because these days at the flagship events, my destiny is usually inside of a small room with microphones. So I didn't get to many, and even the ones that I got to, I couldn't stay till the end. So I only saw the beginnings and the endings of bits.
So I'm guessing you saw some of your friends.
Yep.
Who did you see?
Yep. I saw a bit of Michelle Frechette. And I watched a bit of the speed builds that Jamie Marsden was doing with Brian Cords. Brian Cords and Amber Hines, which is kind of a nice new entertainment feature of WordCamp. So it's more, he calls it edutainment, but the point is it's education wrapped up in a bit of fun. So those are the ones.
Yeah. So I have never met Jamie, but I started calling it edutainment 15, 20 years ago when I was teaching in class in New York City.
Yeah.
And I realized if you're going to teach, you have to be an entertainer too.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely got that in spades. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He sure does. So I'll meet him, I would think, one day. But anyway, I only went to one talk. It was Carrie Dills.
Oh, nice.
I love her accent and I love her too. And, I finally got to meet her last year at WordCamp Europe, and she and my wife took a liking to each other. And she remembers and all that, that stuff.
Yeah.
So I have a nice picture with me and Carrie, and I was a huge, and still am a huge fan of her style, her teaching, her all that stuff. Love her. So, big admirer of Carrie. But that's the only talk. I wanted to go to Robbie Adair, but I'm going to see Robbie next weekend at WordCamp Rochester. She's the keynote speaker, and I'm a speaker. So, I see her all the time, one way or the other, it seems like.
So it's not for you. And it's not for you about the presentations then. It's more about the...
No, I always say, what do we even need those for? why don't we just have parties and vendor track and I'm happy. That's all I need.
What did you take out of it as... if you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I made the bold claim that it was one of the best ones I've ever been to, what would your intuition be as to why it was so good? I mean, for me, the venue was spectacular. It was absolutely huge, but rather than being huge and spread out all over the place, like a spider diagram, where you know you go for a big walk and you get to one thing, then you got to come back to the hub and go for another walk. All of this was on a massive scale, but everything was in the exact same spot, so you didn't have to go.
Yeah.
But the sponsors must have found it amazing because the sponsor booths were really close to where everything was happening, including the food. And I think if you put the food near the sponsor booths, that's quite a win for the sponsors because, everybody goes through the sponsors to get to the food and all that kind of thing. So I think it was the venue itself. Really big, really comfy, loads of space, and obviously lots of nice people, but that was my take.
First of all, I don't know where you were. I was staying right across the street at the Hyatt.
Yeah, I was next door to that, Hyatt.
So that was convenient. And it was just... I don't know. It's just the fact that, I've hung around the WordPress community for so long now and know so many people that it's just really nice when people come up to me and say hi and talk and stuff like that, And it was a very productive in terms of getting sponsors and getting new work and getting all that stuff. It was, that's the stuff my wife is interested in, not all the chit chat that we do, but it's all the parties that I went to. Last year, I don't think I went to any, maybe one or two. This year it was every night was they were overlapping each other. I'm sure you had the same problem.
Yep.
Which one do I go to?
Yeah, I had to make some real choices and it was, that's kind of nice. But for me, those are great fun. But the event, often the event isn't quite as fun as the after event things, if you know what I mean. But in this particular case, it was so much so, Bod. This is how sad I am. I after the event had finished so it was 4 days long, which is not typical because they crammed this other thing in called the showcase day, where they had a bunch of websites that were being demonstrated for kind of use cases to show off what WordPress could do, and I think that was a cool idea. But I am on two of the days, I just sat there and carried on in the venue working, editing audio and things for podcasts, long after most people had left. And
is that
sad? It is a bit sad. And but I really enjoyed it. I just enjoyed being in that space. And I was watching everybody filing out, and I thought, I'm going to do another couple of hours. And so it proved to be. And didn't feel weird at all. I really enjoyed it.
Well, it was, it was really good. I'm not really crazy. I'd like to do something different for the after party, or now known as the social, because I think it's like, all right, maybe it's me, but I would like to go dancing.
Oh, okay?
So that's, I would love to have a social where people could dance. That's me. I could dance with Raquel Manriquez, who's a dancer.
You mean dancing like where there's kind of a prescribed way of doing it, like a barn dance Lindy Hop or something like that?
I'm a crazy dancer. Yeah, okay. Like I dance like, you know, crazy man, that kind of stuff. Or formal. I could dance formal too.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that these are getting so... I was joking around, like maybe next year it will be in a library.
You know, it was in a museum this time.
I know. Well, one more. Last year was a museum. This year is a museum. What's next? A library? A bookstore?
Did you by any chance? This is so tangential. Did you go on the submarine?
No. And I heard about it. Cammy McNamara said, you got to do this. And
I arrived and somebody said, there's a submarine. And I thought, sure, there's a submarine. Of course there is. And and then I said, what do you mean? And they said, no, like a submarine. And I said, do you mean like a, you know, fairly tin pot, rinky dink little submarine? They were like, no, an actual, real, full on, massive submarine.
That, was it under the water?
Well, half of it was. It was, you obviously had to get into it and you got in by going in the top. Well, not quite the top. They'd taken a bit of the side out, but it's a decommissioned military submarine, but it's massive. It's absolutely huge. And you could walk around and see all the different bits and pieces. And to me, it was one of the highlights of the after party. I know it seems a bit weird and nothing to do with WordPress, but it kind of emphasized for me, okay, this is the kind of flavor of things you can get. And obviously the fact that it was held in a museum meant that there were loads of other different things that you could do as well. But I enjoyed that tremendously. My personal preference is away from loud music. And I stress that's my personal preference. I've got gray hair. And those days
Nathan,
are behind
me. I'm old enough to be your father.
Yes, exactly.
Okay?
Well, so, exactly, you
no,
say.
No, not really. But,
maybe if you were very, very quick off the start. But
I'm old enough to be everybody's father, and now it's turning out to be grandfather.
But it kind of emphasized for me that I didn't really want to do the whole loud music dancey thing, and I enjoy stuff like that. So it was really nice.
They had I don't know if you saw this, they had one of the space capsules with two seats.
Yeah.
So Mervin Hernandez, my friend, gets in there, right? And I was thinking about getting in there. I said, I'll never get out of here if I get into that thing. And he's talking about what a tight fit it is. He ends up leaving his wallet on the seat.
Oh.
We go back to the hotel and he goes, oh, I left my wallet on this. And luckily, Kadam, what's his name?
I'm not sure.
K. Adam, you know, from... Human made.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he found the wallet, but it was like we figured out where the wallet was because he got into this little cramped space.
Okay.
In the space capsule.
Yeah. Yeah. What a place to leave a wallet. I just casually left my wallet on a space vehicle. Yeah, of course you did.
It's floating in space.
Yeah, in
somewhere.
My case, it could have been a submarine. Yeah, I just left my wallet on a submarine. That's the kind of thing you do. But it was thoroughly enjoyable. The whole event from start to finish was brilliant.
If you
want to know what kind of things I do, I go and record episodes for a different podcast, the Tavern Podcast. Which, by the way, if you don't know, you can find at wptavern.com/podcast. Bod, we're at 35 minutes. We're supposed to go for about 30-odd minutes. So I'm going to, as we say in the UK, knock it on the head. But I've enjoyed chatting to you today all about, you know, all of the different bits and pieces that you're up to. Congratulations on getting the podcast going. I know exactly what it's like to keep it going. Fingers crossed that you managed to, you know, keep the cadence up and enjoy it in a few years' time as much as I'm enjoying mine. So where can we find you apart from seriouslybod.com? Where else can we find you?
Well, I actually, my business, although the podcast is starting to turn into the business, but my business is joyofwp.com. I write and create WordPress content for WordPress businesses. That means blog articles, that means instructional videos, all that kind of stuff, mostly in the not entertainment, but mostly in the, hopefully a little entertainment, but yeah, in the education field of WordPress.
Okay. Well,
and you can get all my articles and videos. They're all, it's like a portfolio.
They're all there.
It is.
It's been a long time in coming. I've had to cancel Bod many times because of my things going on with my family life. So I'm pleased that we finally got it over the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for joining me today, Bod. Really appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed that. Very nice chatting to Bod today. I hope you enjoyed that too. If you did, head over to episode number 400 on the WPBuilds.com website, search for it in the main navigation, and leave us a comment there. We'd really appreciate it. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also brought to you by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. We're also joined by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And also, by Cloudways. Cloudways, ready to recharge your website. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Cloudways is offering an exclusive deal. 40% off for 4 months plus 40 free migrations. Don't miss your chance to experience high-performance hosting at an unbeatable price. Use promo code BFCM2024 now. The offer's valid until December the 6th. Visit cloudways.com and make the switch today. And sincere thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, Omnisend, and Cloudways for their ongoing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, head over to our Black Friday page, wpbuilds.com/black. Bookmark that and use it in your search, your hunt for WordPressy deals over the Black Friday, which is really, 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 really close now, just a few hours away. There really remains nothing else for me to say, except we'll be back on Monday for the This Week in WordPress show. We'll be back next Thursday for a podcast episode. I hope that you stay safe. Have a good week. Here comes some cheesy music. Bye for now.